And let's pray, eh? Tanya's going to be sharing with us from this, so let's pray for her and for us. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this simple image of being connected to a vine, being connected to its branch and bearing fruit. And we pray that as Tanya tells this story and shares with the lesson, we pray that we might have ears to hear what you have to say to us. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks, Tanya. Kids, you want to come down?
I need a present, I think. It's on. All right. G'day. So, grab my notes. Who remembers over Easter, in kids' talk, we did that rope trick? The year five and sixes got to test it out themselves. You know, when we cut the rope and we joined it together and we made it look whole? Who remembers that? And who remembers Andy's cool talk? I think it was a video talk when he had that wooden spoon friend and the fan, and he was teaching us about the power of things we can't see. Like, that one really stuck with me. And, oh, who knows that Collins song? Something about a candy cane. Who knows that one? Yeah, what do they say? It's about, you can tell your friends the gospel with a candy cane. Like, it's like an object. Now, we call them object talks because you use an object to help explain a story from the Bible. And I really like that. You can do object talks because all sorts of things, and it does help me remember it. I sort of like science and magic tricks too, and it helps me remember some truths from the Bible. So Jason said, today we're going to be talking about John 15, the vine and the branches. And I was like, all right, I need to come up with an object talk. And I was trying to think of something. And I remembered, you know, the story, Basil the Branch. Has anyone read that? Yeah, that's a pretty funny one. And I was like, oh, they've probably read that one. I was trying to think of something. I was like, hold on. Jesus already did it. Jesus gave a kid's talk to his disciples. He did basically a children's talk for his adult disciples to try and help them understand something. And I was like, oh, Jesus got it. He's done it. But how are we going to reverse it, and how are we going to understand what Jesus was trying to tell us? Okay, so the boys did a great job in reading out the verse. And what did Jesus say? I am the true vine. Who's seen vines? They sort of go out. And Jesus said, I'm the true vine. So a vine was a really good object for Jesus to use for his disciples, because there were vines everywhere in Israel. They understood that. And let's just give it some roots underground too. So Jesus said, I am the true vine. Now, and sometimes Israel itself was referred to a vine. So Jesus was saying, don't worry about that. I'm the actual vine. I'm the vine that you need to worry about. And then he goes on to say, what? My Father, God, is the what? The gardener. What do gardeners do? Some verses say vine dressers. Prune, cut off. So he said, let's give it some grapes. No, let's stick with blue grapes, shall we? And he says, all right, the branches that aren't bearing fruit, we need to get them out the way. And the branches that are bearing fruit, let's prune them so they can bear even more fruit. Sometimes there were branches that got in the way. Who's heard of dead wood? If someone describes you as dead wood, it's not such a good thing. We don't want to be the dead wood. So the dead wood is removed so that the vine can be more fruitful and bear fruit. Hold on, what is fruit? So if we're sticking with this, and God's the gardener and Jesus is the true vine, what's fruit? I wonder. Yeah? Yeah, what's the fruit in our lives? Yeah, Jazz? Us? We're like, it says you are the branches, but what's our fruit? Pineapple? Yeah, like, and love, and the verse goes on to talk a lot about love and all the things that come from that. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. So we've got this vine here. And what else does he say? There was in vines, you get all these like tangly bits or bits that get in the way. They might stop the fruit growing and they come off. Now, a branch that's not connected, is that going to bear fruit? No, it can't. Come on, branch, what if we water it? No, because what we don't see here is all these nutrients and fuel and food all coming up through the true vine to help the branches. And if we're like the branches, we need to be stuck to this vine so that we can have some of all these things coming through. It provides protection and nourishment. And he says, if you remain in me, that's how we bear fruit. On a branch on its own, can't. What do you think will happen to this branch? Yeah? Yeah, it'll shrivel up. And I think, oh, I think I'd rather be a branch connected to the vine than a branch that shrivels up. And so when we do remain in the vine, we want people to see our fruit. And that's a really important part. And enjoy the fruit. And I think it's a really cool example and a really good way for us to understand how important it is to hang on. They use the word abide. To stay with the vine so that we're not going to be the branch that shrivels up. And it's also important to remember, sometimes these branches do get pruned a bit. But it's through the true vine that we can bear fruit. And I was thinking about that. I thought, that's really cool. But how can the kids really remember it? How can they go home and think, I'm going to remember that story? And I was sitting there and I was thinking and I was like, I was fiddling and I had honey sandwich and I was playing with my hair. And I got like honey in my hair. Then I tried to get it out and then I was realized, what? Oh, I've just tied a knot. And then the sticky hair tried to pull in all the other hair. And I was like, oh, I've got this dead wood. I've got this hair. And I was like, it's got to be cut. And it's like, oh, let's cut the hair. And let's see if that. And so I'm going to ask Frankie. Ah. Oh, no. Oh, real scissors? No way. Oh, no. What? Oh, I had the Play-Doh scissors. It was supposed to be just fake. You've cut my hair. Oh, no. Sometimes pruning hurts. Sometimes you don't want to be pruned. Sometimes the gardener needs to prune the vines, but you don't want to be pruned. You don't want to be hurt. And my hair is gone. Will this hair grow now? Is it good for anything? It's good for nothing except for throwing in the bin. But at least I'm tangle-free, and now this hair can, you know, do its thing, and I can brush it. So... oh, no. So sometimes I want you to remember two key things here. Well, there's lots to remember from this story, but when you see hair on the bathroom floor, right, think, I don't want to be that hair. I don't want to be dead hair. I want to abide in the vine. I want to hang on to Jesus. I do not want to be the bathroom hair floor, all right, because it's good for nothing. I want to be good for something. It doesn't say that we have to be the gardener. It doesn't say that we have to get all the nourishment. Jesus is doing that for us. He's feeding us and protecting us, and all we have to do is hang on and abide in him. So when you see hair on the bathroom floor, there's a lot in our house. Five girls. There's a lot of hair. Think, oh, I don't want to be that. It doesn't grow. It's not good for anything. It's not helpful. Be the vine, okay? Remember that sometimes pruning hurts. Sometimes God prunes us and we don't like it, but it's good for us. So God prunes us through lots of ways, but one of the ways is through His Word. And so I want you to keep reading your Bible and being really open to what it says, even if it's challenging. So, and if you can't remember that, remember the bare fruit, okay? But we can't do it on our own. We can't. We're like dead hair, okay? So we need to hang on and stay with Jesus. All right, we're going to finish with a prayer. Dear God, thank you for your cool kids talks in the Bible. Thank you that you've spoken to us in ways that help us understand and help us imagine how great and strong your love is. Thank you for warning us that we need to hang on to you and we need to abide in you to have everything that you've got to offer us. Thank you for warning us that sometimes we need to be pruned to bear fruit. And please help us be open to that pruning. And I pray for these kids that in all increasing things that seem to be options for them, the option that they choose, and the youth and the adults and me, that the options that we choose is to abide in you and experience your love and nourishment and protection, and may people see our fruit. Amen. Put it in the bin.
All right, amen. Well, if you go back to your seats, I have Jasmine, Josh and Daisy. Yes, Daisy, you're up here, and I've got a little conversation we're going to have together. So jump on a seat. One for you. All right. Well, Tanya gave us lots of good thoughts. Let's start out with, what did you find helpful from what Tanya shared? Any volunteers to kick us off? It's just ignore all those people out there. They're not really here. Who wants to kick off? I'm going to kick you off, Josh. What did you find helpful from what Tanya shared just then?
Well, it was satisfying to see hair being cut off.
It was satisfying to see hair cut off. Very good.
I thought it was good that She told us how, God is the pruner, and He knows what's right. So sometimes we have to lose something that we don't want to.
That's great, excellent. How about you, ladies? Any thoughts? I got more questions. So there's more to come. Look, I want to ask you a few questions about. How do you stay connected to Jesus? So the idea, one big idea that Tanya said is that we need to stay connected to Jesus. How do you do that? What are some ways that you can stay connected to Jesus? Got any thoughts, Daisy? How about you, Jasmine?
Going to church.
Going to church helps you stay connected to Jesus. All right. Any other things that you find helpful? Does anyone like music here? And do you like any Christian songs? Do you like the Christian songs? Do they help you stay connected to Jesus? Yeah? Just talking into your microphone there.
I like most of them.
You like most of them. Now let's just try and get some volume. And which is your favourite one? Do you have any favourite ones? No? And today we sang a few songs. Which one was good for you? Which song did you like today?
Can't choose.
You can't choose. You like them all. Okay. Well, I know that people in my house, some people in my house find music helps them stay connected to Jesus. How about you, Josh? What kind of things help you stay connected to Jesus?
Well, praying and reading the Bible, I think, is a good way to stay connected.
Now, I feel like I've just got the volume. Is there anything? Hello? Hello? Got anything? I'll share with my daughter. Josh said that reading the Bible and praying helps him. I know that not everybody finds that easy. Do you have like a habit that helps you do that?
Not really.
So what, let's say in any 1 week, what helps you read the Bible? Do you do that at school? Do you do that at church? Do you do that by yourself?
I probably do it the most in kids' church.
In kids' church. Well, it's great to hear you do reading the Bible in kids' church. How about you guys? Do you find that there are ways that help you to pray and read the Bible?
You pray every night and every morning or night too.
Yeah, so we pray every night, don't we? And mostly I think it's me praying. Would that be about right? But I try and help you pray too, don't I, by saying you go first. What kind of things do you pray for, Jasmine?
I don't know. Bad things that have happened.
Bad things? Okay. And how about you, Daisy? What things might help you if you with reading the
Kids
Bible?
Kids' church.
Kids' church as well? Gee, it's a good thing we do kids' church, isn't it? Now, has Daisy got any volume? Can you just say hello to everybody, Daisy?
Hello.
You can hear her? Awesome. All right. So one way that we can stay connected, a couple of ways we can stay connected to Jesus. Go to church. Sounds like you need to go to kids' church too. Reading the Bible. Awesome dads praying with you at night time. Music, those kind of things. Yeah, that's what we said. All right, now, how do we live when we stay connected to Jesus? What is our life like when we have Jesus' life in us? What kind of things do we do? What do other people see about us? Got any ideas?
I feel happier.
You feel happier. That is awesome. That's a great thing. Any other things?
Well, I feel fruitful, like filled with fruits of the Spirit.
You feel the fruits of the Spirit. I want to, can you hold that one? Too many things in my hand. I was just looking that up when Tanya mentioned it. So have a listen to this. This is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But God's Spirit causes us to live in a different way. We love other people. We are happy and we have peace in our minds. We are patient, kind and good. People can trust us to do what is right. We respect other people and we rule ourselves properly. God's Spirit helps us live in that way. And there's no law that says these things are wrong. It's from the Easy Translation, which I quite liked. So, yeah, it picks up on the happy and the fruits of the Spirit. When I read out that list, was there anything that you thought, yeah, that's what I can see that God does in my life? Does he help you with happy or peace, patient, kind, good, trustworthy, respect, self-control? How do you see God doing that in your life each week? Maybe you should ask the parents. Got any ideas? All right, I've got two more questions. When you heard Tanya's story, one of the things that's really important about hearing stories from the Bible is it's not just stuff we learn about, but we put it into practice as well. That's called obedience, that word, putting it into practice. It's actually pretty important at school, practicing what you learn, but it's even more important when we learn stuff from Jesus. So have a think about this coming week And the ideas were staying connected to Jesus and producing his fruit. What are some things that you think would be good for you to put into practice this week?
Being patient for others.
Being patient with others. All right. So, Ameses, just write that down. Be patient with others. Do you feel like that's an area that you need to grow in? That your parents are a bit irritating and need a lot of patience?
Not be annoyed at my siblings.
To not be annoying at your siblings. Okay. Do you feel that's an area that you need to grow in? I didn't set that one up. Daisy, how about you? What are some things that you think you might be good to put in practice?
Grow from peace because I'm too active.
Grow in peace because you're too active. Wow. Tell me how you do that. Does that mean sitting down and taking a breath, or what does that mean for you?
I kind of have to get too much dizzy when I do so much stuff.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion? No, I can't make a suggestion. Oh, okay, good. How about reading your Bible? It seems to me that all of you need kids' church to help you read the Bible, which is great. No complaints there. Maybe mum or dad also help you read the Bible, and that's great too. No complaints there. What about you? I mean, I think you can all read now, can't you? Can you all read? Yep. Or do you all have Bibles? You have a Bible, Daisy? Okay, you got your own Bible, you can read. How about you have a go at reading? What do you think? Does that sound possible? And I've got an idea. What about you read Matthew chapter 5? Does anyone know what Matthew chapter 5 is? Talks about? It's when Jesus, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus teaches a bunch of people about the things that are important to God. And I reckon if you started Matthew chapter 5 and had a little read in your Bible about that, there'd be something guaranteed that'll help encourage you to stay connected to Jesus. Do you reckon Matthew chapter 5 could be something you could read this week? Now, the challenge is, and I reckon adults here know this challenge, the challenge is just don't do it once. The challenge is actually read your Bible. The best way is every day. If you read your Bible every day, then you never forget. You know, there's some people who do it. We read the Bible together on our app, right? And I know one person here does it before she gets up, which is a terrific idea, because she says that if she gets up and a bit like you, Daisy, gets all active, then she doesn't get to it. But it's easier to read the Bible every day than every now and then. So what I wonder is if you could start with reading Matthew chapter 5. This person here reads a lot already, I know that. Do you read a lot already too? And Daisy, are you a reader? You don't know? Well, that's my challenge to you. And I've got one more question. We've learned some stuff about Jesus, from Jesus, about staying connected to him. And those kinds of things shouldn't just be with us. Whenever we get something from God, this is kind of like my rule for life. Whatever I get from God, I believe God expects me to give to somebody else. Does that make sense? So if I learn something from the Bible, then I believe that God wants me to share that with somebody else. If I'm blessed, if I got like lots of good things in my life, I believe that God wants me to share that with somebody else. It's a good rule for life. What do you reckon? Do you think that's a good rule for life? Whatever I get from God, I should share with somebody else. All right, well, today we've learned something from Jesus about what it means to stay connected to him and what it means to put that into practice. So here's my question. Who could you share that with?
My friends. Give them a Bible.
I think the friends might find it a bit hard to read the whole Bible, seeing as you already find it hard too. But you could share it with your friends. Josh, you had a good idea before we started the service. What did you say? People are struggling. Remember? You don't remember. I remember what Josh said. You said, I said, oh, who could you share this with? And you said to me that you could share it with people who are struggling in faith. Do you want to say a bit more now?
Yeah, so people who have lost someone close to them or have injured themselves.
Could be people who are struggling in faith because they've lost somebody close to them. So you could encourage them to stay connected to Jesus and he could be a big help. Daisy, I really like your thing about if you're connected to Jesus, you are happier. Are there any people in your life that you reckon you could share this with so that they would be happier too? Got any ideas? Lots and lots. So can you give us one example of somebody you could share this with this week?
Friends, because most of them are not much into Christian.
They're not Christian, yep. And so you'd like to share with them being connected to Jesus can help them be happier. And you've got lots of them. Excellent. Thank you. You've been good sports, quite helpful. I'm going to pray for us. Now, by the way, you were listening, weren't you? Because my experience that these are three fine people here basically say they read the Bible when they're at church, read the Bible if somebody else reads with them, but probably struggle to read it themselves. Here's my first experience. That's actually very common for adults. Big people struggle with this too. That's the first thing. Second thing is, so I think their challenge could be your challenge if you struggle with reading the Bible. Start with Matthew chapter 5. Read Matthew chapter 5 to 7. If you could live that out, that'd make a big difference in the world. The second one is, who would you share this with? Often we get stuff and we think about how it's good for just me. Isn't it a good principle to think that if I receive it, then I need to give it? So maybe you could think about who could I share this with, that if you stay connected to Jesus, you are, or if I like the way Daisy put it, you're happier. Let me pray. Father, thank you for this truth. That you are the gardener and you prune us so that we'll be more fruitful. Thank you for what Tanya shared, that sometimes you cut off things in our life that we want to keep. We thought you were going to use the Play-Doh scissors, instead you used the real ones. I pray, our God, that you might help us put into practice what we've heard, that we would stay connected to you. We're all like Daisy, active, busy. I don't think a single person in this room right now and online is not active and busy. So we pray that the first thing we put into place in our life is staying connected. So that with all our activity, we might be fruitful. And then finally, God, I pray that we can be encouragers of others, that we can take what we've learnt and share it with someone else. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's thank these good folk, and I'll invite the band back up as we reassemble the stage.